Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy Monday. I pray that you are blessed and you are well this morning. Before I go, let me check and see if anyone have any prayer requests this morning. And if not, I'm going to proceed with this powerful word. Powerful, powerful word of God this Monday morning, and pray that it blesses you just as much as it blessed me in the process of hearing it and digging in to really get a bigger meaning to what the scripture was saying and what the Holy Spirit was saying for us, so we can let the word be used through us. We can walk our lives in the word. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Again, that's Psalms 46:10. Definition for exalted is praised or held in high esteem. I'm sorry. When one is normally exalted in the physical, they receive noble and prestigious awards. So you hear people winning the Nobel Peace Prize because of their active work across the nations. You hear about prestigious awards for people who are doing powerful things in their community, on their job. Just they're doing things of great esteem, and they're being exalted. They're being praised for what they do. A lot of times we've heard the scripture, "Be still and know," and it stops there. If we don't read, if we don't know what the Bible is saying, we'll just hear, "Be still and know." We'll sing along, "Be still and know," and we'll think that this scripture is saying to just sit down and be still in the midst of it all and know that He's God, and just to sit down and don't do anything else but be still and know that He is God. But what I'm getting from it, because of the "be still and know that I am God," because I will be exalted among the nations, I will be exalted on the earth. What is He being exalted out of us sitting down and being still from? What is it? I truly believe, and what I'm hearing is, still on God's promises. Be still on what He showed you. Be still, don't lose hope. Sit and stand at the same time on what He showed you. Stand on that. Praise Him for the promises that He showed you before that's come to pass. You praise Him for that. Now, praise Him for the ones that were revealed to you in your mind and the ones that's coming, so that you know, be still on those thoughts. Be still and know that those things will come to pass. Be still on God's promise. Be still. Then scripture reads, "Lord, You are my strength and my protection, my safe place in times of trouble." That comes out of Jeremiah 16:19. Again, You're my safe place in times of trouble. When the storm approaches, and I know about storms because I'm a Katrina evacuee, I'm a hurricane specialist dealing with that in New Orleans all my life, lived in Georgia, and tornado storms come, traveled, and just been a part of different warnings. Every time a storm approaches, we're advised to seek shelter. We're advised to stay there until the storm is over. So when I hear that, I think of that, I think, be still in your faith. Be still in your hope and know that God is your refuge. Don't allow anxiety to have its way. Sit, be still in your thoughts and know that He is God. Father God, we just thank You for waking us up today, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God, for this June 1st, Lord God, 2015, allowing this, Lord God, to be a day of just a renewed faith, a renewed strength, Lord God. Let this month, Lord God, this first day of the month of summer officially for many, Lord God, the start of the half of a new year, which the half of the rest of the year, Lord God, allowing us, Lord God, to stand and be still on Your promise. Lord God, show us, Lord God, how that we can be still in the visions that You showed us and know that You are God. Show us, Lord God, how we can be still without worry or constant thought of our situations and our circumstances, Lord God. Show us to be still in our mind with noble and pure thoughts, Lord God, thoughts of who you are, thoughts of exalting and praising your works and your name, Lord God. Allow us to be still and know that generational curses are being broken today, Lord God. Allow us to be still and know that the spirits of lack, hurt, shame, brokenness, defeat, sickness, settling for less, depression, fear, all those are gone in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us the strength and courage to exalt your name, Lord. Give us the patience and the serenity to accept the things that we cannot change, the courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference, Lord God. Lord God, touch our minds today, Lord God. Touch our hearts, Lord God, today. Create in us, Lord God, a clean heart, Lord God, so that we can have pure thoughts of you, that we can be still on the promise that you've shown us, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for what you've done for us before, Lord God. We exalt your name this morning. We praise your name this morning. Lord God, thank you for the promises that are yet to come, the ones that are coming, Lord God. Allow us to continue to be still and see those, Lord God, and know that you are God and the King of Kings, and you do not lie, Lord God. Your word will have its way in our lives, Lord God. And if we're doing anything that is not of you, Lord God, remove it, Lord God, from us like right now, Lord God. Fear, shame, sinfulness, Lord God, that's keeping us from the promises, Lord God, that's keeping us from walking in righteousness, walking in love, Lord God. If there's anything, Lord God, that is none of you, take it away. Take it away right now, Lord God. Let us finish this year strong, Lord God. Let us finish this year, Lord God, with promises to be revealed, Lord God, right now, Lord God. Lord God, and for the ones that you are setting us up for, Lord God, let us be still and know that you are God and know that you will have your way in our lives, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We exalt your holy name, Lord God. Be God in us, through us, with us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Be love. Walk in it. I love you.